In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. It is Monday today, the 7th of October. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We begin on this Monday with two stories that demonstrate once again that there ain't nothing in this economy that happens in a vacuum. Least of all, as example number one, global trade. Yet another round of U.S.-China trade talks started in Washington today, deputy level to begin with. Then on Thursday, U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer will bring his steely resolve to the negotiations. If things go well, great. If not, tariffs are set to go up yet again next week from 25% to 30% on something like $250 billion worth of Chinese imports. Now, if you've lost track of which tariffs are going into effect when and who's retaliating for what and what the levels are going to be, you've got company, especially when new data on this thing is coming out all the time. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra gets us going with today's trade war status update.
Way back last year, the U.S. put tariffs on washing machines and solar panels. Then China put tariffs on sorghum. It's a grain we grow a lot of. We tax Chinese metals. China hit our pork and fruits. The trade war marches on and on and on. Sometimes it looks like the U.S. and China are close to a deal.
Today, the market rose and then it sank, and now it's risen again on remarks made by Larry Kudlow, one of the president's advisors.
That's Mary Lovely, a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
So I think it's very hard to follow.
It's also hard to know exactly how the trade war is affecting the American economy. But a working paper out today from the National Bureau of Economic Research helps. China's tariffs on the U.S. targeted agricultural products like soybeans. Michael Wah, an NYU trade professor and the paper's author, says that hurt farmers in certain parts of the country like Wisconsin, Indiana, Iowa.
And you see very clearly in the data that areas that are more impacted by Chinese retaliation saw falls in their consumption.
Specifically in how many cars were sold, growth in car sales was about 4% lower in counties hit hardest by tariffs. Wah says this is probably about uncertainty for farmers.
So I'm there in Iowa, I'm looking out in the future, and what do I think? I was like, man, things look really bad. And it's not because I can't afford the car, I just delayed the purchase.
It's an example of how tariffs affect more than just the industries they target. And unless a deal comes this week, more tariffs are probably on the way. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.